One thing I'll do right now is go out and get some wood for a fire." So Milarepa went out. Soon he had gathered enough twigs to fill his two hands. Then a sudden gust of wind arose together with pelting rain, and it blew the twigs from out of his hands and tore his robe too, which was ragged and threadbare. He clutched at his robe to stop it blowing off him. As he did so, he dropped all his firewood. Then, when he scrambled to gather his wood back again, his robe blew apart and was almost entirely lost. Milarepa responded to this, thinking, "Now look at me. I've been practicing and meditating all this time here in this solitude, and I have not achieved indifference to losing my rag of robe or seeing my firewood go scatter. Looks like I'm still clinging on to the view of me and mine. My robe is my me, and look how I'm still mentally clutching onto it to stop it blowing away. Why cling on to anything? What dharma am I really practicing? So, let's just let the wind blow and let it all go. Come, you wind, puff at me as much as you like. Blow my wood away. Come, wind, you can have fun tearing my robe to shreds. You can have it for your fun and games. Do I care? No. I'm for practicing and meditating upon the Dharma. What has bits of firewood and tatty robes to do with anything that ultimately matters?" Milarepa stopped fighting the wind and let it blow. But he was so weak from not eating that the very next gust of wind blew him off his feet, and he fell down unconscious, fainting from sheer hunger. When he came to himself again, the storm had passed. He looked up and saw far above a small shred of his robe swaying in the breeze high up on a branch. Milarepa reached up to catch it, but it was beyond his grasp. He laughed at this and said, "Now I see how useless is everything to do with the world. All worldly things are worth no more than that shred of cloth trembling on a tree. Well, let that poor tatter go. It has nothing to do with what I really came here for." A strong desire to renounce everything drew Milarepa to a rock, and there he sat and meditated. Opening his eyes after a while, he saw not the pale shred of his robes, but below, a wisp of cloud in Drowo Valley. Milarepa said, "That's where my guru lives, great Marpa the translator. There he must be with his wife, Dagmema, teaching my brothers the Dharma. There he is giving initiation and instruction to my dear brothers. Oh, could I be there now? Oh, if only my eyes could see him right now. How I long to see him." His eyes filled with tears, and he sang, "When I think of you, I do not grieve, Father Marpa, so hear my fervent song. Far above red rock cluster clouds, beneath them an elephant mountain. beside me leaps a lion peak. In the temple waits a great stone seat. It waits to be a throne for Marpa. What happiness to be there now. My faith cries, go, go, join him. My meditation stokes my longing. Dagmema, your wife, was a mother to me. She too it would be joy to see. Any journey I would make to see her, no danger would keep me back. My meditation stokes my longing. Again to gather with you and my brothers, to hear you expound the tantras. I am simple, yet I wish to learn. Though ignorant, I long to recite. My meditation stokes my longing. Now you give initiations of vision, symbolic gestures of how things are. I long to receive that initiation. I, poor in merit and means, my meditation stokes my longing. Even now you teach of Naropa the meditation, of Naropa the guru. I have need to practice them. I have neglected them too much. My meditation stokes my longing. My brothers come up from neighboring valleys. What joy to be with them to discuss the ways and means to make progress. Never has my faith left you, Marpa. Always the longing to see you bites me. Always the longing heart wants you. I suffer to sit so far apart from you. Oh, Guru, come, relieve my thirst for you. As soon as Milarepa finished, there shimmered in multiple flashes a rainbow cloud spread out like a multicolored robe. The light grew and grew till Marpa, his face a blaze of light, rode out upon a lion. Marpa and lion gambolled over the clouds and came before Milarepa. Marpa asked, why this, great sorcerer? Why tears? Why do you fight within yourself? Haven't you faith in your guru? Isn't the Buddha with you always? It seems the worldly winds howl here, even in your cave. Why have you let them into your mind? Have confidence. You have dedicated yourself to serve the Guru. Dedicate your merits to all sentient beings. Have no fear. Nothing can ever part us. We are together. For the sake of the Dharma and all beings, return to your meditation. Then Milarepa sang, I see the face of my Guru. I hear his words. My heart sings as he blesses me. You heard my song, now hear me now. Still it is dark, all dark within me. Yet I shall please you, O my Guru. I shall meditate just as you say. He who meditates on death wipes away every clinging to pay back my Guru's kindness. meditate, Milarepa, meditate. And here is me, I, Milarepa, whose aim is prosperity for all. Dogmo, don't you go making trouble, no, you just listen. Drogmo, you're to be pitied. From mind come all things good and bad. While mind's pure essence is pure snow, don't you make trouble, hag Drogmo. The demoness, all the time had been biting onto his foot, disappeared from human sight. But all the time invisible, she kept hold of his foot. Even with his foot in her mouth, she sang from the back of her throat a song of reply. I know you, the son of the Buddha. Against your gold, my growling voice is brass. One thing's true, I should stop misbehaving. But I can sing allegories good as you. Sure, the sun and moon shine proud in glamour. It's by their pride the evil planet snuffs them. That lioness you sang just now, she'd be at peace did not her pride put her down for hurricane and storm. That tigress of yours, she vaunts herself, who full of pride boasts of her claws. All that just traps her in the hunter's net. Your white-bellied fish, pride of ocean, swallowed the fish-hook of gluttony, who, in her pride, sought dainty food. And that mild vulture who sits the judge to all the birds' disputes on earth, isn't it pride that nets her in a loop? And what of you, Milarepa? You were engrossed in meditation? But didn't old self view gnaw you through? Didn't it dress you as that scarecrow self? Didn't your mind go think, enemy? It's delusion bites your foot, not I. So why should I follow you if there's so much self in you? A bitch like me can bite upon? Till you are empty, and I know it, a bitch like me can still bite hold. Go blame your wrong ideas, not me. When it snows, yoga heat toasts my toes. Alone, I play and sing. No grasping, I just meditate, without fear accomplishing. All this my mind enjoys. The disciple said, these joys of body, speech, and mind are wonderful. How did they come about? By the realization of mind, dear patrons. Can you teach us how to do it too? So Milarepa sang, first plant in heart the tree of faith, raise effort, and ride like wind. In rapture, let the mind fly up, let light illumine branch and tree. So continue to practice, my good patrons. After that, Milarepa decided to move on to Snow Range. Milarepa joyed to see this, so he sang. Want to become a Buddha? Then give up the doings of this world. When you go to serve your teacher, don't think he enjoys while I slave. you'll get into quarrels and wrangles. If you wish a moral life, don't hang around with foolish people. They'll lead you into their ways. When you study scripture, don't pride yourself on words, for then their pride will seize on you and all their worth is gone. When you're going with your friends to some cave to meditate, don't attempt too many things and keep devotion simple. Don't boast of casting out the ghosts, else pride will set up shop in you. Don't go displaying your wonderful powers, for then the power is dead. Not all the dainties that beguile are food for your tongue. Don't with chanting for payment carry dead bodies to their grave. Don't go smiling pleasing words, but humbly go assuming nothing. Out to get nothing, go with care, and by that step you'll find your path. The nuns asked Milarepa for the words of advice on how they could find their way to advance their practice. In reply, Milarepa sang, "Oh, children, you have heard the Buddha, and now you fear to lose your way. Keep building up your merit, and let your vessels fill with waves of grace. Even so, don't let the town distract you. Turn your mind always inward, and you will find your way.